Best friend since five, went through school together, grew up together.
About 10 years ago, my mom lost her dad, so my mom had a pot of money. And Sue said to her, put it into something that's gonna get you a return. She's doubled her money, if not tripled. I started doing this with you 4 or 5 years ago, and I've gone sort of full circle. So whereas 4 or 5 years ago, I was the one wanting the money. Yeah. Now I'm the dude giving the money.
So, I went to uni, I was working at McDonald's at the same time. Followed that route because it was the route that was I was told to do. And then I came across you and was just like, I'm never going back to McDonald's.
It was for rent, but then when you sat down with her and you guys phoned up, they happened to mention it was also for sale and you thought,
we'll break even at 30%.
I don't have a dream board. I have fucking nightmares.
Before I knew you, before I knew Elliot, before I knew anything that you do, I was struggling to pay my rent and I was doing it all on my own. And every day it was like, how am I even going to afford to eat?
Oh, I must say, I did think it was a little bit hilarious when you lost your job. So, we've known each other for many, many years. You both bossed it in business. How much on average do you make each month?
Our company, on average, around about 20K.
20K. You told me 20K was a bad month and you were embarrassed at 20K.
Yeah.
20K, no, 20K is okay. 20K is okay. So, talk to me about how you guys met and how you stole her with my PA.
Oh, wow. Great story.
Because you used to massage my feet, didn't you?
I did not massage.
Why do I remember is that? Maybe you used to bring me a bucket and wash my feet, at least.
I used to bring you a bucket of water for you to put your feet in when you got off stage, but I did not touch your feet.
Did you get in between the toes? The
so you were working as my PA, wow. And feet washer. And Elliot met you at an event.
Yeah,
Peterborough.
And fell in love, and now I'm best man at the wedding.
I know. Well done.
So, talk to me, Elliot, about your backstory of how, like, everything all started.
Well, okay, so backstory. So, Crash Course 2017.
Yeah.
Deal Selling Masterclass, end of 2017, and then went on to sell deals.
How many deals have you sold?
To date, 209.
209 deals. Bang. And also you're doing lease options,
yeah.
You've crushed rent to rents, you're doing development deals. And the funny thing is, you guys were that epitome, both of you individually. You went to uni. Talk to me about what happened.
So, I went to uni. I was working at McDonald's at the same time. Kind of just followed that route because it was the route that was I was told to do. I didn't really want to do it, but did it anyway. And then not long after I left uni, I came across you and started working for you as your PA.
Because you were the dramatic McDonald's worker. You know,
with a degree.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we talk about the people that go to uni and they study drama or whatever. I think actually you didn't study.
I did study sports therapy.
Sports therapy to be a perfect foot massager. No. So you went to uni, got a degree, and then ended up at McDonald's. What made you come and apply to work with me?
I've just had enough. I had a good job at McDonald's, but it just wasn't...
Because you were a manager, to be fair.
Yeah, but it just wasn't enough. Like, I was just in a position where I hated it. I hated going. I'd work like a dog, and it just wasn't for me anymore.
Yeah.
And then I came across you, and was just like... I was really scared to take the leap at first, because McDonald's in uni was all I ever knew. I didn't know anything else. So I was actually really scared to come to you. And then I think after about a week, I was just like... I'm never going back to McDonald's, moved city, met Elliot, and just everything changed.
Yeah. And also as well, I mean, you're not my PA anymore. Now you got with Elliot. And
no, she's my PA.
Yeah. So doing your own thing and that. But a lot of people see you guys because you come to the events.
Yeah.
You help out. You sometimes do bits and bobs on stage. Occasionally, not really so much. But, you know, what does an average day look like for you guys? Like, what are you doing generally?
Oh, wow. So we get up when we finish sleeping, usually, which is quite nice. Meetings, 9:30. Breakfast, probably on the phones in the morning to the afternoon. And then probably later on in the afternoon, probably 4 till 7 o'clock. Probably do our own stuff, do property stuff. Our days are just so varied. One day we could be at one of your events,
yeah,
sharing our story on stage, helping people get registered onto the training programs, doing registration up at 7-8 o'clock in the morning, bed at midnight, we love it. Or we could be at home selling our own stuff, doing our own stuff. We don't really have
what do you sell? What's your product?
We sell deals,
okay,
and then we sell our company services,
which are what?
Which are you know, rent to rent, lease options at the minute.
And you also you're at the events a lot and you joint venture a lot. Like, you've just done a, talk to me about your latest deal, which is amazing.
Yeah, so.
And it came, of course, from one of my students.
Of course.
It came from one of your students at your rent to rent course.
Of course.
Really sweet girl. She came up to me really distressed, really like not, she was struggling. And so I just said, look, this is what I'm looking for. Go and find it. She came back.
Oh, so she was struggling financially. So you basically paid her to go and find you a deal.
Yeah.
So she wanted to do the academy.
Right.
But she hadn't quite got all the funds.
Okay.
So she came up to us and said, what are
you
looking
for? But you don't normally do that, do you? Normally you just work with academy members.
Yeah.
And you work at the back end events.
Yeah.
But on this occasion, you felt sorry for her.
Feel sorry for her. We saw something in her.
Yeah.
And she'd already invested, so she'd invested to go to a training program. So she'd invested in herself.
Yeah.
So I think that's what did it for me. And so the deal itself, we called it up for a rent to rent.
Yeah.
And when we phoned them, they said, are you looking to rent it or to buy it? And I was like, oh, didn't realise it was for sale. There's no mortgage on the property.
So she was trying to get it for a rent to rent.
Yeah.
It was for rent, but then when you sat down with her and you guys phoned up, they happened to mention it was also for sale, and you thought, what did you think?
Lease option.
Of course. It's a brilliant tip for finding these options, houses for sale and for rent.
Because
that means that they're happy to rent it, they're happy to sell it. So maybe they'll rent it to you with an agreement to sell it down the line, in which case, lease option agreement. So anyway, carry on.
So it was on the market for 145. So we rang up and then they said, are you looking to rent it or to buy it? Didn't realize it was for sale. So it's on the market for 145. We put a proposal forward of renting it off them for 4 years with the option to buy it in the future.
Okay.
Went and met the owner, very open to it. They had the property for the last 40, 50 years.
Family Brewing property.
Family in the family.
Derelict cottage.
Derelict cottage. They'd done it up to sell it. And then with mortgage...
With the mortgage rates
going up and everything, they couldn't sell it.
They couldn't sell it.
Yeah, because even though they've not got a mortgage on it, if they're trying to sell it, most people would be buying it to get a mortgage on it. They need a mortgage to buy it, unless you're buying it cash. So people are struggling right now. Mm. And I think lease options are just... the perfect.
I think we're entering a time where lease options now, this is the time to get lease options.
Yeah.
Not many properties are selling because of the interest rates.
Also, another thing that you guys do that's so smart is because we're now in a recession and we're entering a heavy recession, people can't afford to go on holiday. Mm. They can't afford to go to Jamaica, Tenerife, Barbados. So instead, they do staycations and they get to bridge it off.
Hopefully.
And stay at your little cottage.
Yeah.
So what? How much rent are you paying the landlord?
So we pay £600 a month.
Okay. That sounds cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap.
And it's like a little cottage in Bridgenorth.
Yeah. We're gonna break even at... So obviously we're gonna rent it service accommodation.
Yeah.
And we'll break even at 30% occupancy.
30%. And what is the average occupancy in the
70.
Area? 70. How much profit are you expected to make?
About £1,800 a month.
That's crazy. That's just from that one. And £800 a month, presumably all the money that you're making from it, you're going to put it into a pot and then do what?
We're going to use it to buy it in 4 years.
Of course.
Me and no money down.
If you think about it, if you're making £1,800 a month for 4 years, that is assuming that, are you confident you'll make that profit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
All right, let's do 1,600. That's 19,200 a year. Times that by four, that's 76 grand. That means that
that's half
the money, you get a little small mortgage. That's banging. What about the lady, that Charisse, that brought it to you? What's she getting?
So we're funding it. It's in our company name.
Yeah.
We're funding it. We've paid for the furniture. We've put everything up front. We said to her, we'll pay you a finder's fee. This is where she got really smart with us. We said, we'll pay you a fee. We'll pay you a £2,000-£3,000 fee. She really wants to quit a job that would have given her enough salary for 4 weeks to go and then, you know, set up her own deal sourcing thing and be gone. But she didn't want that. She wanted a percentage of the profits.
Of course.
Which is smart. So we said, okay, when we've got all our money back that we've put in, so furnishing it and putting all the rent in, when we've got all our money back, then we'll split the profits, but Shanice is managing it.
How much are you going to give her?
50%.
That's generous, bro.
Very generous.
And it sounds like you helped close the deal as well.
Yeah.
So you joint venture with people, come down to the events.
No, we don't.
What do you mean?
This is the first one.
Oh, the first one.
We don't usually do this.
What do you normally do?
We normally just do it on our own.
And just pay people.
Yeah.
But you're joint venturing with me on Eagle Work.
True. But we mean in this sort of scenario.
Yeah, so usually we just give people funds and then just step away.
Yeah.
Okay. You just pay people for they do. That's what you did with Evans.
Yes. Yeah.
On the Financial Freedom Challenge, yes. Where he was like, I can't find an investor. And then you were just sat there like, what? I'm kind of interested.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's funny because I started doing this with you 4 or 5 years ago. And I've gone sort of full circle. So whereas 4 or 5 years ago, I was the one wanting the money.
Yeah.
Now I'm the dude giving the money.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Why is that?
I followed the training. I followed the process.
Yeah, you did. But I mean, like, why now are you still not mainly focusing on packaging and selling deals? Why are you more interested in
because packaging
deals?
And selling deals, it's very active.
Yes.
It's very active.
I also
and we
think
don't want
our,
active income.
I think our time is more valuable going to your events to network and being around that environment and being around people in this all of the time. So we don't have time to go and do 10 viewings a day, to go and negotiate.
No.
We'd rather just put our time in to go into the events to network to then just pay someone to do it. And then also we're joint venturing and buying deals from your students. So we're supporting them by buying their first deal from them. And
she's going to put her 50% into the academy anyway.
Yeah,
that's great. And it's more.
And also, I know 50% is generous, but like we ain't got to do a thing.
Yeah.
We'll help set it up. And then we just, there's the keys.
And also like your brother as well. I know that you kind of like utilize your family.
Yes.
Your mum's also doing property.
Yeah.
Is your mum doing property yet?
She's a tough cookie to crack.
Is she? What about your mum? Talk to me about your mum. In fact, give the backstory of your mum and my mum and us and everything.
Okay.
Because you're in a unique situation. Normally on Winners on a Wednesday, it's just like someone came, did the training, now they're financially free. Mm. You guys are friends. Mm. You worked, obviously, for the company for a long time. We've been best friends since the age of 5. So give me the full backstory.
Okay. Best friends since 5. Went through school together, grew up together. You spend a lot of time at your house. You spend a lot of time at mine. Your mum used to cut my hair. She was a hairdresser,
until
right?
Until it all fell out.
Right. My mum and your mum, best friends, right? Still are today. They go for, my mum goes over to your mum's house for a wakeover, they call it, because they don't go to sleep. Anyway, about 10 years ago, my mum lost her dad and we sold his house, my granddad's house. And my mum had a pot of money. And Sue said to her, said to her, don't, piss it up the wall, put it into something that's going to get you a return. So they started doing joint ventures together. So my mum put a load of money into the barn in Derbyshire.
Yeah.
She's doubled her money, if not tripled. And they're looking to do something else again. So yeah.
Amazing. And when we met at 5, we weren't that academic.
Oh God, no.
So, I mean, talk a little bit about the route that you went down and what route I went down and what happened.
Yeah, so. I left pretty early, didn't I? I got moved to Wales when I was 12, 13.
Yeah.
But we kept in touch. We left school. I went and did my plumbing qualifications and my gas. And you went and did property training programs with your paper around me now.
Yes. True story.
True story.
Yeah.
Which I thought was bizarre.
And as well, you can probably testify for this because I run training programs.
Mm.
But I wouldn't expect anyone to do what I haven't done myself.
You and your mum have spent tens of thousands.
Totally. And I remember, like your mum and you and all of our friends and family being like, what are you doing? Why are you going on all these courses? But I'm thinking, why is it not acceptable for me to go on a program to learn about property investment from a guy that's a multimillionaire, but it is acceptable to go to sports therapy university and end up at McDonald's?
Very true.
Very true.
Everyone thinks, be careful, what are you doing? But it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
But you were one of those guys probably that saw what I was doing and were just a bit like, really?
I learned the hard way.
What happened?
2008, recession came in. I got my qualifications, I was plumbing, and I got made redundant. I got let go.
I must say, I did think it was a little bit hilarious when you lost your job. I've never told you this.
Go on.
No, I just thought because you were like, what are you doing going on these courses? And but you were going to college to be a plumber. Like, after like a few years, I was doing all right, wasn't I? Like,
you were doing very all right. You were doing very okay.
You lost your job. I just thought it was hilarious because it's like, it's a hard lesson, but having a job is more risky than
Absolutely.
Having a business.
Absolutely.
in a way, because if you've got a business, you can adapt, make money. Mm. If you've got a job, you can just be made redundant.
Mm.
You know, so I felt bad for you and everything like that. And that's why I invited you to go to California. No, you know what though? When I asked you to come to California, you'd lost your job and everything. And I was like, come out, we'll go out, I'll pay and all that. You, at the time, I think you'd got a 0 hours.
I was at Screwfix.
At Screwfix, yeah. And you were like, oh, I can't get the time off work. And I just thought, I'll be damned, because I'll tell you something, this is God's honest truth. We were best mates since age of five, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, obviously, at the time. But when you become successful, young, like I did, by the age of 21, I was a property millionaire. When your friends are all at work, it's actually a bit lonely. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you can do what you want, when you want, with whoever you want, but the people that you want to be hanging with are like, I'm at work. Kind of sucks. That's why I offered to pay for you to go to California. And when you told me, I can't because I can't get the time off work, and I'm thinking, but you're on 0 hours contract.
Mm.
That was when I was just like, you need to sort your life out, mate.
Mm.
And then obviously you came to the...
I'm really grateful for the push.
What happened?
I came to your crash course, NEC, Birmingham, Hilton.
And this was around about, this is some years later now.
This is 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
5 years ago.
And then you came on the crash course, you wanted a discount on everything, you did the academy, met Leah, stole Leah, conquered the academy, and now you're like one of the most successful couples that we know, man. Absolutely Kane, isn't it? What would you say is the best strategy for starting out, Leah?
Either deal sourcing or rent to rent.
Because you obviously, I mean, you guys have been together a few years now, and you work on the business together.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the biggest challenges of being like an entrepreneur and having your own company? Because you have your own company now. You don't work as an employee for our company.
No.
You have obviously, you still do stuff and you contract work out. Same as you. When you come to the events, I pay you pretty handsomely because you help out. You know, you crew, you work as a training advisor, but you've got your own company. You do your deal selling, your rent to rent, you come down. So, like, how did you transition, Leah, from an employee to, like, a business owner? And how, what changed? What are the challenges?
For me, the hardest thing was when I was working, I always found it hard to be told what to do anyway.
Yeah.
Which is why I pushed myself to be promoted, because I thought if I'm at the top, then I'm going to be the person that's calling the shots, deciding, making all the decisions. So when it comes to starting the business, I found it quite easy because it was me making the decisions. Mm. My hardest part was when we decided we were going to start doing it together and working out where we work the best with each other. And Elliot's strengths and weaknesses against my strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And I feel like we found the perfect match now. I feel like you're really good at certain things that I'm not so good at, and I'm really good at things that you're not so good at.
But even when you become a manager, when you're employed, often you have more crap to deal with as a manager.
Mm.
And also taxes, like when you're an employer, even when you're working for us.
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it, but also you get clobbered. Because if you're an employee and you're making 30 grand a year, you don't see 30 grand a year because you pay tax first, whereas now you pay tax last.
Yeah.
How do you handle taxes?
So we pay ourselves £12,500 a year, which is tax free.
And each.
Yeah.
And that's completely tax free.
That's completely.
Why is it tax free?
Because you can earn £12,500 a year tax free. Anyone can do that, whether you're employed or self-employed.
Okay. And then what about if you want to take more than that? Because obviously that's not a big salary.
Of course. So as business owners, we can take out what's called a dividend if we need to. So if we need a bit of a buffer. If we need a bit of extra money, we can take dividends out and pay 7%.
And also, as a business, as business owners, you can claim a lot of stuff back, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff do you claim back as tax deductible?
A lot. So we claim a portion of our rent because we run our business from our home.
Mm.
Our car, we run our car through our business.
So at home, do you do what I do? Is your dining table not really a dining table?
It's a boardroom.
Of course, it's a board table. And the boardroom, the table sits in the boardroom, not the dining room, so you can claim parts of your house back, tax deductible.
Our lounge is our office.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course, by the way, this, you know, you've got an accountant, presumably.
Of course.
Yeah. So everything has to go through an accountant.
Of course, she's brilliant. Leah, she's fantastic.
Yeah. So what are your long-term goals? What is it that drives you in business?
Oh.
I was thinking about this on the way down here. You know, most people have a dream board.
Yeah.
They have a holiday, a car, a nice house. I don't have a dream board. I have fucking nightmares. And my nightmares, no, hear me out. My nightmares are that I am back in a job.
Really?
I am back at Screwfix.
Really?
And they are as real as day. And sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think I've got to go to work.
You pretend that you've got to go back to work?
Because I've had that dream, I've seen it, I've felt it.
What do you mean? You're losing me, bro. So you have a nightmare board?
I don't have a nightmare board.
He doesn't
physically have a nightmare board.
But in your head you do.
In his head he has a nightmare board.
I don't get inspired by holidays, cars, watches, houses. I get inspired by where I've come from. And I've been poor, I've been... All right, you know, I've been all right. I've been well off. I know.
What do you say you are now?
My company does 20 grand a month.
Yeah, so you think you do pretty well?
I'm doing very well. Very lucky.
Do you pinch yourself, Leah?
Yeah.
Do you?
Before all of it, like, to me, it's a different life. Before I knew you, before I knew Elliot, before I knew anything that you do, I was struggling to pay my rent. I was going to uni full time and I was working full time and I was doing it all on my own. And every day it was like, how am I even going to afford to eat?
Mm.
Like I never had any support from anything. So, and to me it was like, I am at the bottom. Nothing can get any worse.
Mm. Yeah. So your nightmare board is a case of...
It's not goal. My goal is I don't ever want to have to go and get a job ever again.
You just want to be set for life.
I just want to be, I want to do what I'm doing now. Every day.
What do you think about, talk to me about environment, because you're obviously around, everybody that you're around with now is winning. Mm. Even Chris, who you used to go to school with, is winning.
Yeah.
You know, all the folks, Mike Kilty, just look at your stag do. Evans, yeah. Mike Kilty, Chris, all the guys, they're all on the academy. They're all absolutely winning.
Well, that's a big reason why we keep coming back to your events.
Yeah.
Because we just love the environment. We love being around winners. Trust me, it helps. Environment is stronger than willpower.
Yeah.
I like being around winners.
Do you not think that thinking I don't want to ever go back to what life was like before, you're focusing on the wrong thing a little bit?
Maybe.
Because I have heard a lot of people say that are very successful. They like say the fact, I think Kevin Hart says this. Kevin Hart says, remembering what it was like to be broke keeps him working. Even today,
yeah,
I have heard that said before. I find it a little bit strange because I wouldn't want to focus on the wrong thing. But I mean, hey, you guys are killing it, and you're around good people. You've got good friends.
We're not really that material. We're not materialistic people. I don't wear a Rolex. I don't go out and buy designer clothes. I don't go out and have fancy holidays.
Yeah,
my luxuries in life is I've got a nice car. We live in a nice house, and that's probably about it. You know, we don't have expensive jewelry.
So, what do you spend your money on, or invest your money in?
Property.
So you just continually re-putting it back to the business?
Absolutely.
And obviously you're doing some big deals at the moment. So talk to me a little bit about some of the deals that we're doing together. Obviously we did our big recent deal.
Eagle Works, Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
1 million purchase, lease option.
Yeah, lease option. Again, lease option, because lease option can be on small residential and it can be also for big developments as well.
Yeah.
So we bought it now though.
Doing it up.
Yeah.
Spending 3.6.
Yeah, about that.
It's going to be worth 6.5.
Yeah, yeah.
And then doing it into 48 apartments.
Making
most luxury apartments.
2 million profit.
2 million profit.
When you see deals like that, though, do you not just think, like, how did we grow up at school? Rubbish at school. And now when you see, like...
If you would have come to me at school, rewind 20 years, if you'd have come to me, give me a nudge and said, hey, Elliot, in 20 years' time, we're going to be... You know, we're
going to
be millionaires. We're going to be doing
buying
6 million
yeah.
plots of derelict art galleries in Wolverhampton. I'd have laughed at you. I'd have said, go away. Not me and you. No, Chads, we'd be lucky if we'd been men.
Yeah.
And now look at us.
And you, Leah, as well. What do your family think about what you've done?
At first, they were a bit unsure.
Were they? What were they unsure about?
If it worked. Obviously, it's not. It's not every day outside of kind of going to training and meeting people in this community that you know what rent to rent is, you know what deal packaging is. So they're very unsure. But now, I mean, my brother, for example, I seen potential in him and I would just talk to him all the time. I'd ring him up, come to Simon's Crash Course, come do this. And he was adamant he was having none of it. He came to our engagement party and you were there. The next day he was like, I'm not going back to work. He came to the crash course and now his life's completely different.
That's so good. The stories as well, that we see every day. Mm. You've been with us a long time now, years and years. Like the amount of people that come through the training. Mm.
I get, that's what fulfills me. When I'm sat down with someone doing their interview for the academy and they're literally there shaking.
That's like what you were like.
Yeah, like when I was.
Yeah.
You know, James Yule.
Yeah.
James Yule gave me every objection under the sun. The biggest one was he had to go and speak to his wife. And it took me 3 days to get him, didn't it, at the event. And
you knew he needed to do it.
And I finally got him. And he's just completed on his fifth HMO.
Yeah.
He's plumbing in his gas at business. He's winding down. He's done with it.
Yeah.
And it's stories like that that gets me. That's why I love coming and doing what I do.
Yeah, because the thing is with money is money's great. But like you said, I'm not particularly materialistic either. You guys aren't materialistic. It's more about money gives you choices to do what you want, doesn't it?
The options that you get in life.
Yeah. Yeah. You got kids.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time with the kids.
Yeah.
Getting married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. Mm. How did you guys decide you were meant to be together? What happened?
So Peterborough Crash Course, 2019.
Yeah.
So is that where you properly first met?
Yeah. At one of your at your event.
Oh my goodness.
You brought your new PA along.
Yeah. To wash my feet.
To wash your feet. So we went out for drinks, load of us, at the end of the event. We just got chatting, didn't we?
Yeah.
I learned that you're a family girl. You're into family. You love your family. You want to get into property. And
at the time, you were doing quite well in property.
I was doing well.
Because you'd already done a lot of deal selling.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so we just started, we just swapped numbers and went from there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about deal selling. What is it?
Deal selling is you find a property, you package it up in such a way that it's an investment.
Yeah.
You work out all the numbers, you do all the due diligence. You then find an investor who's looking to add to his portfolio, and you put them in touch with each. You marry them up and take a fee.
You charge a fee up front.
Yeah,
and then you give them a calling off period. Hold the hand through it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think now is the best time to be a deal sourcer ever, because the market's dropping.
Mm.
It's a buyer's market right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
6-12 months ago, if you were trying to be a deal sourcer, yes, it was very doable. Mm. Loads of our students were doing it.
Yeah, but every property that went up on the market, 40 people were going to view it.
Right. Now a property goes up for market and you go, I'm a cash buyer.
Yeah.
I know it's on for $500,000, but I want it for $400,000. And they go, all right, come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need is access to a cash buyer that's got a lot of money, but ain't got the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you stand in the way and get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you made freaking fortune doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then lease option as well. Why do you think it's a good time for lease option?
I think it's an incredible time for lease options, the market. So, The one in question that we've just done, it was on the market since probably March, April.
Wow.
Didn't sell. And then with all the interest rates have gone up, now it definitely ain't going to sell.
Yeah.
So we just come along and said, look, we'll rent it off you for 4 years and we'll give you your asking price, but we'll give it in 4 years' time.
Yeah.
Hopefully by then, the war over in Ukraine would have, come to an end. And we might see a bit more normality. And hopefully it'll go up a bit in value as well. So then we'll gain.
Well, yeah, because even if properties are going to dip over the next 12 months.
It don't matter.
Even in 2008. Yeah. I mean, right now, there's the war going on, there's interest rates, there's a lot of stuff which might be making people afraid. Mm. When people are afraid, the property market dips because they're afraid.
Mm.
But even 2008, the property market crashed, but 2 years later, woo!
It rocketed.
So we're getting lease option agreement for 5, 6, 7 year term.
Mm.
And even if they don't go up after that long, we can walk away, but we've got the option, not the obligation.
Exactly. We love lease options.
Yeah.
What is it that drives you every day then? Apart from your nightmare board?
I think for me, it's creating a product that people love. So making the changes in the houses and just getting our product, which is our service accommodation units, whatever, to a standard that people love and people enjoy going and just making a home for someone.
That's great. And I love the way that you call your properties your products because it is a product.
Is. Mm.
This is a business. Your tenant or your guest is your customer.
Mm.
And even when you're selling deals,
yeah.
It's about treating people as a client. What would your top tip be in selling deals?
A top tip would be treat every client as if it was your father, your brother, as if they're a family. And don't sell a deal for the sake of just selling a deal for the sake of a £2,000-£3,000 fee.
Yeah, because then you might get a quick deal.
Yeah, it's all well and good finding a quick deal and will it stack, will it not? Who cares? We can sell it, get 2-3 grand. it don't work.
Long term,
build relationships with your clients.
Because some of the people that you're doing business with now, that you're buying deals off, you're joint venturing with, etc., you've known them for years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about a good relationship is always better than a good deal.
Mm.
Well, I appreciate your relationship, guys, and I'm glad to see you smashing it. What will be your final words of advice before we wrap up?
Final words of advice? Someone wanting to get into property.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Stop thinking about it and just do it.
Get off the fence. Just do it. Just go all in. Burn the boats. And just do it. You can't go wrong in property. As they say, you're safe as houses. You can't go wrong. It's only ever going to go up in value. Unlike Bitcoin. Unlike everything else that everyone else is trying. I think you're safe with property. Just do it.
I agree with that in the long term. I mean, a property is not going to ever get valued to nothing, is it?
No, exactly.
Even if it gets bombed, you've still got the land.
Yeah.
Which is crazy how valuable even land is alone. Mm. So, and you've got cash flow, capital appreciation.
Mm.
Love it. Leah, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Elliot, keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, bro.
Rock stars.